This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military says it has dismantled the military infrastructure of U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in northern Gaza and is fully shifting its offensive to the enclave's southern half. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The pivot was announced as the Israel-Hamas war entered its fourth month Sunday. The announcement came ahead of a visit to Israel by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. U.S. officials have repeatedly urged Israel to wind down its blistering offensive and shift to more targeted attacks against Hamas leaders. An airstrike near the southern city of Rafah killed two journalists on Sunday. The head of a central Gaza hospital warned of being on the verge of a true catastrophe. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Top U.S. and European diplomats urged leaders in the Middle East on Sunday to keep the Gaza war from spreading across the region. But 3 months into the conflict, more bloodshed underlined the challenge as Israel presses ahead with its offensive. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the European Union's top diplomat Joseph Borrell were on separate trips to the region to try to quell spillover from the war. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken assured Arab leaders on Sunday Washington opposes the forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza or the occupied West Bank as he looked to kickstart talks on Gaza's post-war future.
Palestinian civilians must be able to return home as soon as conditions allow. They cannot, they must not be pressed to leave Gaza. We reject the statements by some Israeli ministers and lawmakers calling for a resettlement of Palestinians outside of Gaza.
Blinken following a meeting with top Qatari officials in Doha. This